BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear. Now, my friend Chris here, hi, is hello. Looking to change his life by saying yes to everything.
Yeah.
So you've been doing that for a couple of weeks, and it's not been going the best. But then you ended up going shopping with two random girls early because they asked if you wanted to go shopping with them, and you had to say yes.
That's right, yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, so we ended up in a bookshop. So I was with two strangers, two girls, in the chick lit department of a bookshop, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you then said that you thought, just from leafing through a few of the pages of these books, that it was quite easy to write. Now, some of these are bestsellers, you know. Girls, a lot of girls love these books. So I think Becky now has got a few examples of what we can expect from chick lit.
Well, this is not the normal sort of chick lit that I'd read. It's quite old school, but we had to go with what excerpts were available online. So, yeah.
What's happened is Chris has been typing away at his very own chick lit, and we'll hear that. We'll get to that in just a moment. First of all, if we can have some from you, Becky. These are real ones that already exist.
This is an extract.
Got some music here for you.
The Bride of Monte Falco by Rebecca Winters.
Why are you going West Country?
Because it's more seductive.
Okay, go.
A flash of pink caught Gino's attention. The sight of Ali moving towards him in a t-shirt and jeans, her body filled out to perfection, caused him to pause in his task of tightening the lug nuts. Is a lug nut rude?
I don't know.
I don't know. I hope not. Okay. Right, this is another extract.
Hang on, I'll change the music. Hang on. And go.
This is from The Checkered Flag. You darling, he breathed and bent his head back reverently and kissed her forehead and lay his cheek against hers and spoke with his lips against her ear. A shyness came between them, a shyness that stirred expectantly like a tree whispering in the wind. He could not have had enough of it.
Could he have had enough or not?
He could not have enough of it. He would not let her go. He was like a man slaking his thirst at the fountain of desire and still desiring endlessly.
How are his lug nuts?
Oh, it doesn't say about his.
Oh. Got another one?
Rising Darkness by Cynthia Cook. Do you want a bit of that?
Yeah.
What kind of spell have you cast on me, she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. The same kind you've cast on me. His fingers moved up to her cheek, softly caressing the hardened scars left by the wolf's vicious bites. I shouldn't laugh because that's bad. She's been bitten by a wolf. But those hardened scars got to me a bit. So that's the sort of thing we're expecting, Chris.
Yeah, right?
Because these are the sort of books that I read all the time.
Are you along the right lines?
100%, no. That gives me confidence.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll hear what Chris has got for us next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris earlier said that it was easy to write chick lit after being in a bookshop with two random girls earlier, who he said yes to go shopping with because he has to say yes to everything. Do you want to come shopping with us? Yes. Ended up in a bookshop, was fingering through some chick lit, and then decided that it was quite easy to write.
From what I can see, it's easy, yeah.
Right, okay, so we've heard some examples from Becky. This could make you a millionaire, seriously.
Really?
Like, you saying yes, change your life, potentially.
Oh, right, yeah. What, if
this is any good, because,
yeah,
you know,
you'll get a massive advance if you can come up with the goods.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
So, right, so you said it was easy, let's find out. So what have you got for us, Chris?
The Demon Headmistress by Chris.
Okay, right, let the music establish. If you are a publisher, then get your cash out. Possibly. Okay, so what's it called?
The Demon Headmistress.
By Chris.
By Chris.
You might need to work on your name, because book people have, like, stage names, don't they?
Oh, right.
Anyway, go.
He looked at her longingly, his eyes on the prize.
On the prize?
Hang on. More filio... more fillet of fish than chicken nuggets. Her body bronzed like a teak mahogany bench. Her tight red dress clinged like a leech to the neck.
Like a leech.
She looked once over, then twice, with hungry eyes. One look and he was hypnotised, a demon under a headmaster's spell. She was a demon headmistress with massive lug nuts. He couldn't wait. 3-second rule. He moved closer. She was a fox. More hot than dog. More steak than sandwich. He had to take a bite. To be continued.
Oh, I cut off at the best bit.
Yeah. That was lovely, actually. Really good.
I can do more if you want, but...
Yeah, maybe not today, but I definitely liked it. At some point. That was really, as a first effort, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe this is just one of those things that you just take to like that. Some people do, some people don't.
You've got a unique style.
Yeah.
Thank you.
More hot than dog.
Like a teak, what was that? Like a teak.
Like a teak mahogany bench. She was bronze like a teak mahogany bench.
Yeah, it's nice, real nice.
Scott Mills.
All right, Steve.
Oh, hiya.
How are you? Very good. What are you saying?
Oh, that him reading the book, I just thought he was like a song of the streets at the first. He should write songs for the streets, not write books.
It does sound a bit like the streets. This is my friend Chris, who does have a slight sound of Mike Skinner about him. How does that make you feel?
Honoured. They're my favourite band ever.
Yeah. So, you reading the book out, your first book, we've done a little remix of. So here is Chris reading out his book to the music of the streets. Oh. You'll like this.
He looked at her longingly, his eyes on the prize. More fillet of fish than chicken nuggets. Her body bronzed like a teak mahogany bench. Her tight red dress clinged like a leech to the neck. She looked once over, then twice, with hungry eyes. One look and he was hypnotised. A demon under a headmaster's spell. She was a demon headmistress with massive lug nuts. He couldn't wait. 3-second rule. He moved closer. She was a fox. More hot than dog, more steak than sandwich. He had to take a bite.
That's brilliant.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Look how pleased he is. They are his favourite.
Oh my word.
See, this is brilliant. You can now not only release your books, you can do an album of your books as well. Just by saying yes to two random girls in a bookshop earlier. Oh, wow. Look how your life has changed.
Do you know what we need, mate? A podcast. One Extra presents Too Rude for Radio. My name is Dottie.
I'm Robbie.
This podcast is for all the things we can't say on radio. Quite often, when the music's playing, we have X-rated conversations off air. I'm going to ask you a question right. And you have to answer honestly. Now, for the first time, you can hear those conversations. Yeah, it's going to get a bit leery. Too Rude for Radio. Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
You can have a theme song.
Don't be corny on the theme song, yeah?